Good afternoon. A storm system will bring periods of snow to the region this afternoon through Monday night, with some sleet and freezing rain mixing in for central and southern areas tonight. Heavy snowfall amounts are forecast for most of the forecast area by the time snow tapers off around daybreak on Tuesday. Winter storm warnings are for most areas today through Monday night, except for winter weather advisories for northern Herkimer and Hamilton counties. Intensifying isentropic lift combined with enhanced jet dynamics from a dual upper-level jet structure could support a laterally transitioning band of moderate to locally heavy snow this afternoon and early evening. A period of heavier snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour will be possible within this band of snow this afternoon. It should be moving northeast fairly quickly, so expect most snowfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches by sunset, perhaps locally higher snowfall totals across portions of eastern Catskills and the west central Mohawk Valley. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, big winter storm continues to cause havoc for Thanksgiving holiday travelers. The transcontinental storm system that has hammered the western U.S. and northern plains with heavy snow and strong winds has now reached the Great Lakes region. This multifaceted storm is producing a variety of impactful weather conditions on a busy holiday travel weekend, ranging from blizzard conditions over parts of the upper Midwest to strong thunderstorms across the southeast U.S. Heavy snow can be expected from the eastern Dakotas to northern Michigan on Sunday, with potential snowfall accumulations on the order of 6 to 12 inches. By late Sunday, secondary cyclogenesis occurs off of the southern New England coast and becomes the dominant low pressure center through early in the week. This will evolve into more of a typical nor'easter type system with rain and wind near the coast and heavy snow inland. The past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 at Falcon Lake in Texas and a low temperature of negative 16 at Big Piney, Wyoming and Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, chance for rain and sleet in the early afternoon, transitioning over to just rain later in the afternoon, highs for the day looking to get up near 40. For those in Boston, expect snow early in the afternoon, transitioning over to a wintry mix of sleet, rain, and snow as we get into the later afternoon, highs approach the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, rain and freezing rain and sleet in the early afternoon transitions over to snow and sleet, and then we'll see a chance for rain once we get closer towards around 5 o'clock. Highs stay near the mid-30s. The Albany climate normals for today, the normal average high is 41 degrees while the average low is 27. The record high was 67 degrees set back in 1934 while the record low was negative 5 set back in 1875. Today's sunrise was at 7:06 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:22. Tomorrow's sunrise, 7:07 a.m. as the sun is set to set again at 4:22 p.m. We will have 9 hours and 17 minutes of daylight today, and that is a minute and 25 seconds less than what we had yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, snow showers arrive in the later part of the afternoon, highs staying near the mid-20s, total daytime snow accumulation looking to be 1 to 3 inches. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, occasional snow showers stay with us throughout the course of the day, and total daytime snow accumulation of 3 to 5 inches is possible, as highs are staying in the low 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, snow in the early afternoon transitioning over to a wintry mix of snow and sleet as our highs stay near the mid-20s, total daytime snow and sleet accumulations look to be around 3 inches. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, snow showers mainly arriving in the later part of the afternoon as our highs stay in the upper 20s. Total daytime snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches is possible. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, occasional snow showers this afternoon as our highs stay in the upper 20s. Total daytime snow accumulations look to be between 2 to 4 inches. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow showers look to continue making things very difficult to travel for the Monday morning commute as well as for the Monday evening commute. Snow does look to very gradually taper off, maybe a few lingering flurries heading into Tuesday morning. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.